I always thought that I may have had two personalities. I have an introverted and an extroverted.
Yuck. That's something that I might have to figure out. So then you can blame everything you don't like on one and claim that everything you do like to the other. So it's now it's a constant battle with you, with the good new you and the old new you and the old good you knew you that knew that you could knew you could blame everything you didn't like on what you didn't knew that you knew would be the new that you didn't know that you knew. So now you know that the new that you knew that you didn't know might be the new that you knew or the new that you know that you knew. So it becomes the present relatively blamable node, the blamable node.
But, Ian, you basically 2 weeks ago said, or a month ago, you said that, you know, I throw the ball up in the air, it comes down. I throw it up in the air, it comes down. I throw
it up, it doesn't come down.
And I don't know why.
And you,
that's basically...
And then you just throw another ball.
Okay, but that's basically the same thing as, you know, the ball just doesn't keep coming down, so I don't know why. So that's why I tried to...
Right. And that's the degree of separation. So don't blame it on the evil twin that doesn't know. Then embrace it backward to say, don't... Whoa. Now, hold on. Plate spinners. Do you know the job of a plate spinner? The people, those two, they keep spinning plates, but inevitably the damn plates fall off and break.
Yeah.
Every time they spin the plates, finally they fall off and break. And they don't know why they fall off and break. They spin them and spin them and spin them. They keep them up a long time. They just keep spinning. Hundreds of plates just spinning. China, bone, chun, chun. Spinning. All this stuff. And the next thing you know, they're all falling and broken. And you're like, damn, why would I be a plate spinner if they finally fall down and go boom sooner or later?
Right. Okay. So... What you're saying,
That's a bad analogy, but it's the best one we could do with the limited resources for which we've made available to ourselves.
So your advice to me is just totally get out of the labyrinth and do something totally...
Let the labyrinth lab. Let the labyrinth lab. In the lab, throw the ball. Just keep throwing the ball. If it doesn't come down, throw the ball. It's okay.
Okay.
Those things that you don't know, you didn't know anyway. If you're not going to know what you didn't know, you might as well not know. What if it'd be worse with knowing that you didn't know what you knew? What if you knew that you didn't know that you knew? That would be sucky. I know that I don't know this. That's when it's bad. I don't know that I don't know. Even Rumsfeld, we don't problem with this is we don't know what we don't know. That's the trouble with not knowing. We don't know what we don't know. But if you know what you don't know, that's fucked up.
Right. Okay. So Bob,
you could rewrite some contract law. You could rewrite some contract law then if you knew what was not going to work and include that in your contract.